This is the Edinburgh Reporter podcast, and today I'm with Lindsay Given-Black. Now, Lindsay, I've met a few times. She's the owner of the Art and Craft Collective on Causeway Side. And Lindsay, we call you a cornucopia of lots of things. Do tell us a little about your shop.
Yes, thank you, Phyllis. We opened in August 2017, and my whole idea was to be able to provide a shop window, if you'll forgive the pun, and an opportunity for emerging artists to show and sell their work. Quite often, new artists find it very difficult to get into galleries because they're told, well, you have no track record, so we can't exhibit you. And of course, until someone will exhibit them, they can't have a track record. So it's a rather difficult situation. So we opened with 24 artists and crafters, mostly from around Edinburgh. And now, 3.5 years later, I'm delighted to say that we have over 60, still again, primarily from the local area, but also some from further afield in Scotland and some from abroad. My idea always being that we shouldn't necessarily be very Scottish. We should just be offering the best and perhaps more unusual and unique in the whole remit from, you know, oil painting to woodwork to jewellery to textiles, and that's where we've got to, I'm pleased to say.
That wee shop of yours, you know, it's absolutely packed to the gunwale with lovely things.
It is funny, I often say to people when they come in, when we opened and I looked around, I thought, gosh, 24 artists, I don't think we're going to have much room for very many more. And here we are, with about three times as many.
And of course, you know, now that we are hopefully going to emerge out of level 3, perhaps to level 2 this week. But, you know, you guys have been open for a little bit of this this last lockdown period. You must have noticed a difference in your customers, I guess.
Yes, I mean, we have always, I think, had quite a strong local and repeat customer base around the area. But obviously, in years gone by, we did very well in the summer because of the festival, and also because a lot of the properties around us in Causeway Side are now or have been Airbnb. So we picked up quite a lot of business from people looking for, you know, gifts to take home with them. But the strength of our local customer base has held us, you know, stood us in good stead, I should say, from when we opened again. And we're very heartened that a lot of people were just so delighted to be able to come back, and more people wanting to support the smaller local businesses around them. I suppose if we try to take a positive out of this hideous situation, it is, one would hope, that people continue to support their local smaller businesses. It's a shame in a way that it took a pandemic for people to think that that's something that they should do.
Yeah, people are talking much more about things like, you know, the 15-minute neighbourhood and this you know, concept that you should be able to get everything you actually need within 15 minutes of where you live. And certainly you're in a big residential area up there.
Yes, and quite a mixed residential area in the sense that obviously we have families, we have older people. We also are quite close to a number of the, you know, the student residences that have grown up relatively recently, although they're not so busy, you know, just at the moment. But so we have quite a wide mix of people in the area. And I think as well that people are more valuing being able to buy something, if not absolutely unique, then certainly more unusual and individual than what they might pick up in a larger store. Again, maybe because of the pandemic and people being more at home, whether it's working there or not, just being able to go out at all, spending more time perhaps making their home more, not more comfortable, but just adding more to it or making it more special perhaps than they would if they didn't spend so much time there.
Yeah, I was speaking to somebody the other day who's an architect, and we were discussing the fact that there are lots and lots of applications now for garden rooms and extensions. So people are, rather than moving home perhaps at the moment, they seem to be staying put, but making it a little bit nicer, which I'm sure your art would. I actually didn't even ask you at the top of this podcast, Lindsay, if you're actually in the shop today. I'm not sure if you are.
I'm not today. I mean, we are at the moment open 7 days a week, but my daughter works with me at the moment, so we split the days between us so that we don't have, you know, complete 7 day burnout, both of us.
Because I was going to ask you if you could, if you could imagine yourself sitting in the shop then, and perhaps just give us a little flavour of, even a couple of pieces that you've maybe got recently that you think, yeah, those would make really good Christmas presents. Something, I know you have everything from art to glass to cards, all sorts of things. So, you know, this is not favoritism. This is just, you know, what comes to your mind as a potential Christmas present.
Well, looking at the sort of smaller stocking filler end of the market, what has literally come in today are little wooden key rings in the shape of an acorn. And the story behind them is that they're made by a gentleman who is a forensic archaeologist. So he knows obviously a great deal about wood, and he has a beam from a medieval house. So it's a 400-year-old piece of oak from which he's carving these little acorns. So it's really sort of circle of life, if you like. And I think that's, again, one of the things that people love, that we usually have a little story around things.
Fantastic story, actually. That's quite amazing.
It is. And most of all his pieces are made from what he calls fog wood, which is found on the ground. And he generally can tell you, if not the exact place it came from, that it's, you know, from East Lothian or Midlothian, or from an old townhouse in Edinburgh or whatever, but he always knows where it comes from, and he manages to transform it into something else and something very, very beautiful and very reasonably priced. For example, the acorn key rings are only £5 each. So that's a nice thing with a bit more history and story to it. Perhaps a bit further up the scale, one of the things that came in very recently, and which again only we have in Edinburgh, is some earrings from a lady called Amandine. She's French. Her business is called Les Bijoux d'Amandine, and she lives in Dunfermline. She's married and lives here now, and she started making jewellery from polymer clay. And she's developed these little, very delicate little earrings, which she's calling oyster dangles. So they're on quite a longish piece of wire, but they're very delicate, almost like an oyster shell. We have them in sort of silvery grey or black, and inside she's put little tiny seed pearls. So it does look a bit like the pearl in the oyster. And I think we have only 10 pairs of them. Well, 8 now, and they're unique to us in Edinburgh, and they're a really pretty Christmas gift, I think.
It's wonderful. You really do have some lovely things. And, you know, looking at your Facebook page, you've also got some beautiful silk scarves, which is one of my favourite things to buy, perhaps as a gift. And they're from Gaia Wearable Art. So you have a lot of things on your Facebook page, a lot of things on your web page. So I should perhaps tell people that they can find you at artcraftcollective.co.uk and just look for Art and Craft Collective on Facebook. And then your address, of course, you're going to know much quicker than I am, but I've got it. It's 93 Causeway Side, EH91QG. So you are continuing on in the face of adversity, which with a smile on your face, Lindsay.
Trying our best. I think one day at a time is the only way to really sort of deal with it at the moment. And I try not to, spend a lot of time looking at what the news is saying or what the speculation is for what's going to happen next, because we can't control that. So I just focus on what we can do and try and, you know, be flexible around what we're allowed to do and, you know, move things on that way, really.
Good, good. Well done, you. Thank you very much indeed. That's Lindsay Gibbon-Black of the Art and Craft Collective.
Thank you, Phyllis.
Thank you so much for listening to the Edinburgh Report. Listen out for more episodes coming soon, and make sure you don't miss any by hitting the subscribe button now. This is one of the platforms where we can help advertise your business to our listeners. Would you like to know more about that? Then email editor@theedinburghreporter.co.uk. And remember, you can subscribe to have our monthly newspaper delivered to you direct. Sign up today on our website, www.theedinburghreporter.co.uk.